You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Atamarie Itifano, you're on BFM Breakfast. Are we heading down to Otipoti to hear from Dave Borry? Morena, Dave, how are you?
Morena. Morena, Rachel, how's it going? How are you this morning?
Very well, thanks. How are you? I know you're actually like doing three things at once this morning. We're chatting to you about El Hotel, which is your excellent band, but you're actually also hosting the breakfast show at Radio 1 right now as we speak. Is this right?
Yes, this is correct. So it's almost like the segment we do every third or fourth Friday, but for nepotistic purposes this time.
It's nice to talk to you with your music hat on, Dave. Tell us a wee bit about what El Hotel has been up to, because you've got an EP out in the world today called Alice. And it feels like it's been a wee while in the making.
It has been, yeah. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. This is an EP that we've sort of been I think every band's dream when you start a band is like to release not just a single but a body of work, and this is what we've been talking about ever since we started in 2020. And some of these songs we've got on it, we've been playing in our set list for almost two years at least. So this is just the culmination of all that. And you know, I think musicians, well, anyone who's in a creative like industry knows, like, we're all a little bit perfectionist. So it was a long time of tweaking and playing songs live and then changing pre-choruses and affecting the gain pedal on like something by one point. And it was all that until we're like, no, we've just got to get it out there in the world. So it feels great to have it out, to be honest. It's like a big release. It's like handing in a thesis.
Totally. I was also thinking, as you described that, it sounds like the tidy of your bedroom you do when you don't want to do your homework, where you're like, maybe I'll just adjust the gain a little bit more. Maybe I'll just put all my laundry that's been sitting in my room for 2 weeks away. But then when you do it, you feel so good because it's done and you've got something to share with your friends. I think my homework analogy's fallen apart at this point, but it must be good.
I think it's good. It's like when you like you play with like some strange chord progressions, that's when you like find a hat in your room. You're like, oh, I forgot I had this hat, and you just
walk around wearing a hat for a while.
I've got a Spider-Man costume, which every time I clean my room, I just somehow end up wearing it. Fighting crime.
A very Dunedin university thing to have a Spider-Man costume in your wardrobe, just somewhere.
Yeah, I've had it for a while.
Speaking of Dunedin and the kind of university scene, how did El Hotel come to be? Are you guys mates from uni? What was the thing that drew you guys together?
I went to our drummer, who's actually moved to Melbourne now. I went to school with him, and then our guitarist I met in my first year, and then Mitch, who's the other guitarist, he used to play in Hot Donners, and then Hot Donners sort of disbanded a couple of years ago, and we were pretty quick to go like, hey mate, can we interest you in playing in a band? But El Hotel started, we used to be in a cover band called The Shits, and we were, oh god, we were bad, but we had fun, and
that's
after
all you want.
Yeah, and that's what made us a great cover band, I think. We were bad, but we knew that, and we had a lot of fun. And we sort of, a couple of them had to move away or had to move out of the band, and then we were like, okay, we've had our fun doing covers. We want to actually write our own stuff. So that's where it sort of started after the first lockdown in 2020.
That's a nice thing. Also, it's nice to kind of progress from being a covers band to doing your own stuff, because no one knows if you're playing it right or wrong because you wrote it. So you decide where the line is on success.
Exactly. That's a great point. And I mean, I would hate to go starting off writing your own stuff and then you become a cover band. I suppose that wouldn't be too bad.
I was just thinking, I can think of bands that have done that has been very fun and successful, but
yeah,
that is not the trajectory.
You don't have to write the songs.
Yeah, totally.
No, yeah, we've got a different trajectory.
Trajectory. So obviously, as you said, your drummer has moved overseas. Does this mean this is kind of a hiatus, like at the end of an era for El Hotel a little bit, or what's the sort of next thing that you guys are moving into?
Well, that was the puzzle we were sort of battling with while we were mixing and getting the final mixes of the EP earlier in the year. Fred moved to Melbourne, and we were playing with Mitch's brother, who we were like, this is perfect. He lived in Wellington, but we're like, we'll just fly him down for like the big gigs. And then Mitch's brother was like, oh, I'm going to go to the UK. So we've finally locked in Angus Cleland, who also works at OUSA in the events team and also drums for Emily Alice, who are an incredible soul, jazz, pop fusion band here in Ōtiporti. So we're not on hiatus just yet. You won't get rid of us that easily. We've found the missing piece.
Awesome. Oh, that's very good to hear. And you will be celebrating, I'm sure. Are you heading off on tour? Are you going to be playing in Dunedin? What's the sort of goal for this celebration period?
Well, we would love to do that, but unfortunately our manager is a bit of an idiot and also the bass player, and I haven't booked any shows for the release. I left it too late. So we're playing a few support slots with Sophia McRae next Friday at Dive here in Dunedin.
Awesome.
Sophia McRae released the best EP of the year, Language of Flowers. It's incredible. We've got a few support gigs lined up, so I think we'll just wait for September, October before we do anything Alice EP tour shaped, and that'll give people time to listen and decide if they actually like it.
Excellent. Well, we better have a listen to it right now then, Dave, and let you go back to wearing the radio hat finishing off the breakfast show in Dunedin, and we'll talk to you again very soon. Have a great rest of your morning. Congrats on the record.
Thank you so much, Rachel. Thank you so much, Stella. Have a wonderful morning.
Did you take me for? I floated over, taking two steps forward. I kinda know. What did you take me for? I floated over, taking two steps forward. I kinda know. What did you take me for? Take me for a ride.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.